Again, we take you back to Jimmy Allen and his flying pals. You'll remember that Speed Robertson, Flash Lewis, and Jimmy took off in high spirits on their cross-country flight to Mrs. Croft's ranch in Texas. Following the course recommended by Rip Bender, their first refueling point was Higley, Oklahoma. Shortly after taking off again, Jimmy's engine started missing, and he was compelled to make a forced landing in a narrow field. At once, Flash discovered the trouble. Their spark plugs had been changed. Returning by car to Higley Field, they discover the gangsters Ace and Biffer on the point of taking off in their airplane. A furious fight ensues.
Hurry up, you guys! How do you expect me to handle these two guys by myself?
Come on, Biffer.
If you can handle Biffer, Flash, I'll jump into the ship and turn off the switches.
I'm doing my best, Jimmy.
Quick, Sam, grab your Allen there.
I'll say I will. Okay, Allen, how do you like that?
Oh, you dirty skunk! How do you like that?
Oh, you will get rough, will you? Well, take that!
No.
Hey, what's going on here?
Okay, let's get going, Ace. We gotta be leaving before that Robertson gets here. Come on! Come on, let's get going.
Shut off that engine!
Oh, no, he won't. Take a long jump in the lake, will you, Robertson? We're leaving!
How are you, Jimmy?
I'm all right, Speed.
Hey, let me look at the side of your head there. Jiminy Christmas, what did that guy hit you with?
His fist, I guess, but boy, it sure felt like a lead pipe.
It was his fist, all right, but you should have seen what he had to decorate it with. A low-down pup.
What, Flash?
Brass knucks, that's what.
He did, huh? Well, we won't forget that if we ever catch up with him.
Well, he's got something to remember me by, anyway. I let him have one with a spark plug wrench of mine, but he sure must have a tough skull. The last guy I hit with it didn't come to for an hour. Well, look at this.
What, Flash?
What is it?
This wrench. It's got a dent in it where I hit that guy's dome.
Hey, you, where you going?
Nowhere in particular. I gotta get back to work.
No, you don't. At least not until we get those spark plugs.
I haven't got your spark plugs, I tell you.
Hey, I just thought of something.
What, Jimmy?
Look, I came out before you fellas were finished with your sandwiches. And I remember seeing this fella go into that little shack there next to the gas pump.
Well, it's a cinch he didn't have much time to hide them then. Hey, Jimmy, you and Flash look in that shack.
I'll tell you before you go in. There's some plugs in there, but they ain't from your ship.
Oh, they're not, eh? A few minutes ago, you said you didn't have any plugs around here at all.
We've got them, Speed.
What about it, Flash? Are they ours?
I'll say they are. 14 X's. They're the ones I put in at Kansas City.
You know, I've got a good mind to turn you over to the county sheriff for this.
No, wait a minute, big boy. This is all a mistake.
Well, if we weren't in such a big hurry, I'd have you put in a local jug. But remember this, we're not done with you yet. I think there'll be somebody down here pretty soon that'll want to ask you a lot of questions. Have you got a phone here?
Yeah, it's right there in the shack.
All right. I'm going to use it.
Use it all you want. I don't care.
You got those plugs in your pocket, Flash?
You bet I have.
Is there a phone in there anywhere?
Right in this corner, Speed.
Okay, let's have it. Hello? Hello? Give me long distance. You really got them, huh, Flash?
All of them, Speed.
Hello, long distance? Well, I want Kansas City. North Clay? Well, what in the dickens is the matter with this phone? Hello? 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 Oh, what do you know about that?
What's wrong?
What is it, Speed?
This wire's gone dead all of a sudden.
Hey, look, down the road there. Look at that car travel. Hey, the driver looks like that mechanic here.
By George, you're right. He isn't losing any time putting some space between himself and his field, either.
Say, I got an idea. Let me look outside. Yes, sir, I was sure right.
Come on, Jimmy. What'd you find, Flash?
The telephone wires leading from the shack have been cut.
Well, that's that. Now I'm sure there's some dirty work going on down here. Well, let's make tracks back to the ship. I'll put in a call from the farmhouse while Flash is replacing the plugs. Hey, let's get going.
Right with you, Steve.
Okay, we gotta move out of here. We're late now, way late.
Well, here we are, Flash. Let's have those plugs in by the time Speed gets through phoning, huh?
Okay, Jim.
You know, Flash, I wonder where Ace Biffer and that guy Sam were going.
You got me there, Jimmy. From what you fellas tell me about that guy, I guess it don't make much difference. He's a tough hombre. No mistake about that.
You said that right, Flash. Oh, there comes Speed now. Speed, did you get Kansas City?
You bet I did. I talked to Russell's assistant and gave him all the hot dope. He said he'd have a man down here tomorrow to investigate this Higley Airport.
Well, that's that. All our plugs are back in.
Swell. Are we ready to go, then?
No, sirree. Not yet. Wait till your old Uncle Lewis gets into that cockpit and revs up this engine. I'm going to be sure it's ticking like a clock, especially as I'm riding in the front cockpit.
Okay, Flash. You see, Jimmy, it's not a bad idea at all times to have a mechanic along.
Yeah, I can see that, all right, Speed. If anything happens, it's just as tough on him as it is on you, huh?
Tougher, if you ask me.
Now she's turning right over.
Yeah, man, she's ticking like nobody's business. And boy, that's sweet music to my ears with this field to get out of.
Yeah, well, don't forget that repair shop we've got along.
The wind switched a little bit, Speed. Maybe you'd better take the ship off, and I'll ride with Flash up front.
That's a swell idea.
Well, Jim, you've got to get experience sometime in getting out of small fields and under unusual conditions. Tell me how you'd go about taking off from this field right now.
Well, it's out of the question to take off straight into the wind because that's the narrow way of the field. It wouldn't be possible to get the wheels off the ground before we hit that fence.
Ah, that's right, kid.
So the only thing to do is to take off from this corner down the long way of the field. Well, it's a little bit crosswind, but I think it's the only way we could get off.
Ah, you're right there, but what about those big tall trees at the end of the field?
Oh, I'd keep her nose down, and after getting up plenty of flying speed, I'd drop full flaps, turn into the wind, and go through that gap between the trees on the left, see?
That's the way any sensible pilot would do, Jim. Okay, you go right ahead and jump in that rear cockpit.
Maybe you guys better go on. You can pick me up on the way back.
Ah, oh, come on now, Flash.
I don't blame Flash at all for feeling that way, Speed.
Oh, go ahead, Jimmy, but go easy on my heart.
All right, Flash. I'll do my best.
All right, boys, let's go.
All set up there? Okay, then. Here we go.
Was a nice piece of flying, Jim. Hey, Flash, what's all that stuff dripping down your face?
That's sweat. And if you touch it, you'll find it's about 50 degrees below zero.
Ha ha. How about it, Jimmy? Everything okay back there?
Everything's swell, Speed.
How about your course?
I'm hitting 210 degrees on the nose. That's what we figured it would be from Higley to Potter.
Fine, Jimmy. We ought to get there in just about 3.5 hours.
Speed, where those two railroads cross. And there's a small river about 2 miles south of town.
Just a second, Jimmy. Let me look. Yeah, I think you're right.
We've got to sit down pretty soon anyway, Speed. We're just about out of gas. I'm on the reserve tank now.
Out of gas?
Ooh. You see the field anywhere, Jimmy?
Well, yeah, I think I do, Speed. Remember, Bender said it was 2 miles west of town on the highway. See it?
Yeah, I see it, Jimmy. It has a small hangar. Well, it looks like it's okay.
Well, we'll try it anyway. Here goes.
I think the center of that field is just a little bit soft, Jim.
Yeah, I noticed that too, Speed. I'm going to sit down on the side near the highway.
That's the stuff.
All right. Here we are.
Pretty good landing at that.
Sure, the kid's coming along okay.
Well, here we are, fellas. Right outside the hangar. Uh-oh. There's someone coming out to meet us.
Well, hi there, boys.
Hello. Are you the manager of this field?
Yes, I am. What can I do for you?
We'd like to get some gas and oil. Maybe we'll want to put up with you overnight.
Oh, gee, Speed, can't we push on? We ought to get there tonight if possible. You remember Bender said Devil's Pass Airport had a beacon on it, so we could keep on in the dark, couldn't we?
Cut your switches, Jim, and we'll jump out and talk it over.
Okay.
Now, let's see. It's nearly 4 o'clock now. We can't possibly make it before dark. I don't think it'd be wise to take a chance. How about it? Can you put us up here overnight?
Why, sure I can. I'll put your ship in the hangar and have it gas and oil. There's a good hotel in town. I'll take you in my car.
Okay. Yeah, we all ought to get a good night's rest.
Here, take your stuff over there in my car. I'll be with you in a few seconds.
Okay. Come on, Jimmy. Come on, Flash.
Oh, Scotty.
What is it, boss?
Listen, these are the guys Bender told us about. I guess you know what to do to that ship.
Well, it looks as if Rip Bender certainly knew what he was doing when he plotted this course for Jimmy and Speed. Don't miss the tense moments in the next episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.